This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kicking us off right at the top, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Wow, what a night for Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of angles we could talk about, but you can't ignore, I think, which is what is the biggest story, Bernie Sanders taking Michigan. They were so unconfident that he would win Michigan that there was no acceptance speech because they had already cleared out thinking this was definitely Clinton's to take. So how about that? Bob, your reaction to Bernie Sanders, that's a big win for him.
Well, it's huge, and there's some repercussions to this, I think, Kate, too. He won 50-48 Michigan, and here's the point. Hillary Clinton is struggling to beat, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I personally know Bernie Sanders and I like him, but she's struggling to beat, you know, a guy that's never thrown his name out there before, was completely unknown in a Midwest, you know, industrial, quote, state. A state that really, frankly, should have been hers. And I think his message of, you know, NAFTA and what's happening is, you know, is bouncing around. Now, she really hit at him for not bailing out the car industry, and it's Michigan, and he won. So, I mean, I know she won big in Mississippi, but this is, I think, is the big news, because if he takes this momentum, Kate, and starts to slingshot, you know, they're basically out of the South except for Florida, starts to slingshot, I don't know. This is a big boost for him.
It is. I like that. I don't know. We keep saying this. Ask again later. Shake the magic eight ball, because we really have no idea. And I think the Clinton people are just shocked, trying to come up with answers.
Actually, you and I should get a pay raise, because if you look back, if you take shows, you know, and play them back that we've done, you and I, you know, we were ahead of the curve on a few things, you know, months ago, that Bernie Sanders wasn't, you know, something that was going away. Neither was Donald Trump. And now I'm watching the pundits on national TV coming around to where you and I were a while back.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching that, too. I was listening to even Donna Brazile and what they were saying on CNN and how they were analyzing it and talking about what it would mean. And then you know, you're right. And then you look at the Trump deal, and Trump won Michigan. He won Mississippi. But how about Ted Cruz? He's hanging around like a nasty greenhead at the Jersey Shore. He's not going away. He took Idaho.
He took Idaho. John Kasich struggled to come in second in Michigan. He really worked very, very hard in Michigan, you know, because it's the neighbor, of course, to Ohio, where he's from. And, you know, you know Ohio well, as Ellen Ratner and I do. You're an Ohioan in our heart. So you look at Trump, and it's big, and it's really big because, I mean, Mitt Romney did robocalls for Rubio. By the way, you know, we said this before, you know, Rubio is toast. I said that 5 days ago. He may not even make the Florida primary. He's just, he doesn't exist anymore. And you look at, you know, the fact that Mitt Romney was doing robocalls for him. I think the big point here is Mitt Romney and the Republican establishment, not the Republican voters, but the blue suit Karl Rove Romney people, they lost tonight. I mean, they gave it their all and they lost.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's like I wonder, as we sit here and like you say, that you and I have been talking about this for a while, like we look at Trump, do we see Melania Trump as the next first lady? Or do we see, you know, Bernie Sanders' wife as the next first lady, or somebody else? Somebody suggested to me today that don't be surprised if Joe Biden gets in here and Elizabeth Warren in a brokered convention is his running mate.
Well, that's interesting, you know. I think if you take, let's just say hypothetically, you know, Donald Trump versus, because they're going to try to do something at the convention, and that will blow the Republican Party up. They can't. There cannot be a brokered convention. It can be open, multiple ballots, but not brokered. It would, they would need riot police on the floor of the convention. But, you know, Trump versus Sanders, when you think about it. Now, I was thinking just tonight, Cruz versus Clinton. You know, the difference of Trump, Cruz versus Clinton, you got Ted Cruz, you know, they got the abortion issue. He wants to bring back, you know, making gay marriage illegal. You know, you've got the same mantra. He's a conservative. And, you know, he's a good debater. But with Trump, you have unpredictability completely. You don't know the mantra. You don't know what on earth he's going to do next. And you take Trump or Clinton or Trump or Sanders, wow, what a hold on to your hat.
Yeah, for you, you know, somebody who's been around in politics, both obviously running and watching these campaigns, have you seen anything like this in your lifetime?
I've been 43 years working campaigns, managing them, running for 24 years myself, you know, state and federal level. Absolutely nothing that can even come close to this. This is the what is going on this year is going to be taught in college courses for a couple of decades.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So now we go the rest of the way, and we've got some big ones coming up, including Ohio. It's like you were talking about Ohio. Ohio's huge, and we have Florida. So really, by the end of March, will we see any kind of a clearing at all or no because of how we're getting these, you know, states here and there that are going in a different direction, both with the Republicans and with the Democrats?
Well, I think March 15th is going to wrap up a lot of things, especially on the Republican side, because, and I predicted, the Los Angeles Times called and I did a prediction for them Sunday, and I think that Kasich wins Ohio by 4 points. He's, you know, he's a popular governor and everything, but that's the point. He wins by 4 points. So he wins the state, but Donald Trump will do very good, especially in the southeastern, southern, and rural areas. So that says a lot. Now, that keeps Kasich alive. Doesn't mean he wins a lot of, you know, different contests. But Donald Trump would have to take about 60% of every single primary that's left, which he probably can't do. So, Republican side, you've got, I think, Trump, Cruz, and Kasich walk into the convention. Trump doesn't have the 1,237 votes, but he's ahead. And they have to just let it go ballot and ballot till, you know, like Monty Hall, somebody makes a deal. Now, on the Democratic side, I take a little bit different perspective on this. I think, first of all, Bernie Sanders is going to continue to do pretty good. But what happens if Sanders takes the popular vote and then Hillary Clinton, because of this Democratic side has this delegate thing, you know, super delegate thing.
Yeah.
What happens if he actually ends up taking popular vote but not delegates? I mean, that's a scenario. But either way, Bernie Sanders will not quit. Take that to the bank. He is causal. He has millions of people behind him. And the thing about the Clinton campaign right now, they had better be very, very nice to Bernie Sanders and his supporters. That's critical. They could stay home very easily in the election if Hillary's on top and Sanders does not feel that his ideas have resonated with Hillary Clinton.
Boy, I agree with you. Bob Ney, Talk Media News, former congressman from Ohio, thanks so much for joining us in this hour. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, who do you back in 2016? Who do you back in this wild race? We've been talking about it all along. Coming up, Herb London. He talks about a possibility of a brokered convention for the Republicans. We look at the Democrats. And the first female firefighter in Dallas, Sherry Wilson, to talk about faith on fire. Hang with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, we've been talking a lot here on America Tonight, folks. You know this. Are we going to see some kind of brokered convention? What's going to happen in Michigan? As we know, this is D-Day and the back and forth of Trump and Cruz, and then there's Rubio. It's a wild circus, but where does it all end up? Dr. Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Dr. London, you know, this is a question we talk about a lot on America Tonight because everybody wants to forecast what's going to happen and, will we have a brokered convention? So there's the first question. Explain the brokered convention, and do you think we'll really have one?
Well, it's a distinct possibility. Let me just say that it's plausible, although I still think unlikely. What happens, of course, in Michigan, what happens in Ohio and Florida could be critical. If Rubio manages to pull out a victory in Florida, even though he is running as an underdog at the moment, then things do change a little. If Cruz maintains a very close, is rather close to Donald Trump going into the convention, but neither have the 1,237 votes required to secure that nomination, that too is going to be put into the calculus. So I think there are a lot of imponderables, but there is certainly the possibility that this could be a brokered convention. It would be a wild scene, and it's not going to come out well.
What happens if, you certainly get the feeling that the establishment Republicans really don't want Trump, but if it's Trump, they have no choice, right, rather than to embrace him?
Well, if Trump gets to 1237, there is no question that he's got the nomination. And no matter what the leadership in the party thinks, and obviously there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, he's going to be the nominee of the party. The problem, however, is he's getting the 1237 is going to be far more complicated than even the Trump people think. There are other primaries. There are winner-take-all primaries. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kasich wins in Ohio, Rubio wins in Florida, and Trump wins in Michigan. now the race looks a little different, not quite the same. Keep in mind that the distance between Trump and Cruz at the moment is only 90 delegates, only 90 delegates. You need 1237 to be the nominee of the party. So it's not as if Trump's got this locked up, not by a long shot. And the anti-Trump sentiment is obviously working very hard. Some of that is you call the establishment, but not all of it is the establishment. I am certainly very angry at the Republican Party, angry because the Republicans gained control of the House and the Senate, and then you look at the last budget bill, and they gave Obama everything he wanted, including an additional $1 trillion to the national debt. I'm appalled and angry at the party, but I'm not a Trump supporter. So to suggest that everyone who is opposed to Trump is part of an establishment is, I think, something of an overreaction. There are many people who do not believe that Trump is qualified to be president of the United States. He doesn't have the requisite background. He doesn't have the temperament. He's vulgar. I mean, there are things that go into this candidacy that I do not think Trump possesses. That's my view. But again, whether it's my view or not, if Trump garners the 1237, I, as a Republican, will support him. But again, whether he can reach 1237 is not at all clear at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I agree with you, by the way, about whether he has what's necessary to be the president, etc. Absolutely, no question about it. I think that's the other part of this story. It does show you something of what is out there and what's pervasive in our society, I think. What do you read into that Trump gained this almost immediate popularity?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that he is a national personality. In the case of most people who run for president, you've got to spend a lot of money buying name recognition. Donald Trump didn't have to spend a dime doing that. He is a personality. He is something of a television star. He is someone who is well known. He has promoted himself brilliantly. He is something of an expert on branding. I don't think there's very much there. I don't think he's a successful businessman, and I don't think he's a particularly successful politician, but he is successful at branding himself. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage. The other part of it is people have been looking for someone who I think represents the anger that they feel about what is happening in the United States. The difficulties that we faced in America over the last 8 years under Obama's stewardship have coalesced around a figure, around an instrument who is simply giving a giant finger to the establishment and the Republican and Democratic parties, saying, I'm tired of politics as usual. And that is what Donald Trump represents. People don't listen to the things that he says. They think of him as a symbol. And as a symbol, he represents everything that people are dissatisfied with a politics in Washington as usual. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage.
We're speaking with Herb London. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Looking at the others, looking at Cruz, you mentioned Rubio in Florida, of course, and all that maneuvering. Of those two, who do you think has the better chance to be there at the end if it's not Trump?
Well, again, I don't have a horse in this race, so yeah. I'm not here to promote a candidate.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. If you actually look at the number of representatives, notwithstanding the fact that Trump has been far more successful in winning the primaries, but if you look at the fact that these were proportional representation, and so you get a proportional vote, the consequence of that has been that the distance between Trump and Cruz is not very great at the moment. And then if you look at the fact that the races coming up are winner-take-all in Ohio and Florida, if, in fact, Rubio gets the 90-plus votes in Florida, and Kasich gets the 66 votes in Ohio, they both have a claim. Now, how legitimate is that claim? It's very hard to say. But keep in mind, we may be talking about multiple ballots. So in the first ballot, even if they're not successful, there may be a second, a third, and a fourth ballot, in which case you start seeing deals being made, in which case it's difficult to know how things actually unfold. And it may very well be that Donald Trump ends up with, I don't know, a cabinet position, or maybe even a vice presidency rather than the presidency. You do not know what will actually happen at a convention. And if you look at the history of conventions, it is very clear that people sometimes come from virtual obscurity and end up with the nomination. John Garfield, for example, no one would have anticipated that he would get the nomination for the Republican Party, and yet he did. Again, you know, it's very, very difficult to know if you have a brokered convention, because you will have a party that's split. The reason why I said, however, this will not come out well is because the Trump people are going to be very angry if he doesn't get it. They'll bolt from the Republican Party. Will they start a third party? Hard to know. Donald Trump's assertions to the contrary, you have to realize almost everything that he says is like pie crust. It's going to break very easily. So you don't know whether, in fact, he will actually live up to that claim. And then the other part of it, Trump wins. If Trump wins, I can assure you, a very significant portion of the Republican Party is going to say, this is not for us. We're going to step aside. We're not going to vote at all. We can't vote for Pinocchio, and we're not going to vote for Joseph Stalin, so we're not voting. That is going to hurt the Republican Party dramatically. So again, either way, it does not work out well for the Republicans. And that's very, very unfortunate, because this is yet another opportunity for the Republican Party that will be blown by the party. And again, from the standpoint of looking at this from a historical perspective, this is very sad indeed.
Yeah, so the Democrats must be, based on everything you're saying, and you're right, they must be licking their chops in a sense behind the scenes watching this.
Oh, no question. However, they've got their own problem. Because if Mr. Comey, James Comey of the FBI, comes out with a report indicating that there really is criminal behavior that Hillary Clinton has engaged in, which seems to be the case, I might add, and even if there isn't an indictment, but just a report that comes out from the FBI, that report appears in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, I can assure you that she's going to be flushed out of this campaign. The Democrats are not going to give this nomination to Bernie Sanders. You can't imagine that someone who believes that the means of production should be controlled by government should be the next president of the United States. So that's not going to happen. So in the wings is someone who's going to be described as a savior of the Democratic Party. His name is Joe Biden. Biden will, in a brokered Democratic convention, end up as the nominee of the party, probably running with Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's interesting, too. And, of course, that has absolutely been suggested by others. Do you think we're going to have a record turnout this time around because of a lot of things that we just talked about?
Well, I think that you will have a record turnout on the Republican side, where in the primaries, the number of people who have gravitated to the primary has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing. The increase is on the order of 30, 40, 50% in some states. It's quite remarkable. A lot of that is due to Trump, for which he deserves some credit. So I think that that's very important. The Democrats have had a lagging turnout, in part because Hillary doesn't muster the same kind of enthusiasm as her husband. And Bernie Sanders, as I indicated before, has his following among hardcore young socialists in the United States, who obviously didn't learn any historical lessons from the 20th century. So, again, the Democratic Party is in an odd position at the moment. If, in fact, the Republicans fail, they will fail because they've imploded, not because the Democrats have been more successful than the Republican Party.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it's been a great conversation. Herb London, again, go to London Center for Policy Research. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Women's Day. Who better to have on the show than a glass ceiling breaker, Sherry Wilson? She was the first female firefighter paramedic in the Dallas Fire Rescue Department. Wow, imagine what that was like. So excited to have her on the show. She's got a book out called Faith on Fire: The First Ingredient of a Miracle is an Impossible Situation. I bet a lot of people listening to us across the country can relate to that. Sherry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
So you got to take us back to the very beginning of this. First of all, what made you want to go into this profession?
Well, I wasn't really sure that this was what I wanted, but I was working for an ambulance company. I knew I wanted to save lives. But the reason I applied for the fire department was because a man told me I couldn't.
Always a good ingredient, an elixir to ignite a woman's passion for a job, yes.
He said, "You can't do that. You're a woman." He goes, "You're stupid. Women can't be firefighters." And I went, "Oh, well." I went home. I tossed and turned in the bed that night. I was really angry. I was on shift. I went home, took a shower, got my college transcript, walked into the Dallas Fire Department, and within a couple months, going through the processes, I was hired.
Wow. And what was it like the very first time when you put on the gear, learned all the ropes, all that kind of, all the kind of things that go into becoming a firefighter combined with what you were doing What was that like when that first happened for you?
Well, I mean, out at the academy, it was all a training ground. But the very first really big fire, I just remember my heart pounding. And I was, you know, back in that day, we could stand up on the sides of the apparatus. And this fireman that I was riding with, he looked over at me. And I think he could see, as we were coming up over this bridge, it looked like the sun was coming up. And I had a panic look on my face. And he looked at me and he pointed and he said, his exact words were, "Girl, that fire's already out. You hear me?" And I just went, okay. And we went in there. That was the faith on fire attitude. They didn't look at a fire and go, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" They had this attitude that was going to win no matter what. And it just stuck with me and it resonated through my entire life. And it ultimately helped me finish nearly 35 years in my career.
Wow. And from that scary moment, there had to be others. The first fire you jumped into the middle of where you thought, boy, am I, did you ever have that thought? Like you said, the winning attitude, did you ever have the thought, "I hope I get out of here. I have a family. I can't believe this." Did you ever once have that thought?
Well, there's times that you do what we call following the hose. You hose the hell, the hose going out of the fire instead of to the fire. And so, yeah, I had a few of those. I think the scariest was we went into an old building in downtown Dallas, and it had served many a purposes, but we went up the stairwells, and I was one of the last to go up the stairwell, and I fell through the stairwell. Thank God my butt stopped me from going all the way through. And I was sitting there going, "Oh, God, help me." You know, I was expecting angels. They appeared in bunker gear. And over a period of time, they were able to dislodge me and get me out of there. And I ended up taking a few shifts off. But when I came back, they were like, "She's back." They really thought it would have done me in.
Wow.
And so I just kept putting one foot in front of the other, and before you knew it, gear done.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is how much does all that gear weigh? This is not an easy task.
I don't know, probably close to 50 pounds, maybe. I mean, without a mask, it's probably more like 25, 30, but with a mask, it's a little heavier. And they were heavier back in the old day. We used to have old steel tanks, and then finally we went to aluminum and fiberglass, and they were a little bit lighter and easier and more ergonomically comfortable. But, you kind of felt like a pack mule at times. But the gear wasn't the hardest thing. The hardest thing for me were tarps.
Tarps? Why were tarps hard?
Because they are so freaking heavy, and you usually carry two of them. And if you carry them up into a high-rise building, I mean, it's just, it doesn't sound like much, but that and the high-rise bag were the two hardest things to do, the two very hardest things.
Wow. So, crazy. I've spent some time, I was in New York when 9/11 happened, and I had friends who were firefighters, and I spent a lot of time, in my life I've spent time around firefighters, people who do it for a living, and people who are volunteer. And I think one of the hardest things is they never want to lose anybody. And going into a fire where they just can't, you know, where they can't save somebody, or they find somebody was in a back room and it's too late, everything explodes. Did you ever have an experience like that?
Well, I was involved in the 9/11 saga in a way. One, because I was a firefighter. Two, I had just dropped my son off at West Point a month before, and we had done the towers. We had eaten at Windows on the World. We had, you know, bought our little Christmas ornaments and things. And then to have my son near all of that was very stressful. That was a really hard time for firefighters. And the very first shift back, our lieutenant sat us down and he said, What are you going to do? We are now the first line of defense for the homeland. You know, our military's over doing what they're doing here in America. Something hits. We're the first line of defense. What are you going to do? Are you going to go up them stairs just like those firefighters? And it was funny because it was like a calling to all of us. And, you know, we all made the choice that we were going to keep doing it. We weren't going to be stopped by whatever was out there. Our rules of engagement changed. As a driver engineer, a lot of times I got stuck out with the apparatus instead of in the middle of whatever they were doing because we were afraid they were going to use our apparatus as some kind of weapon, and so we had to, you know, maintain control of it. I mean, a lot of things happened because of that. I studied that to the point that, I mean, I had to quit watching it because, you know, where we were looking at how the building fell and, you know, how can we, you know, because I really was not expecting those buildings to fall. And so we've gone through a lot of extensive, you know, trying to figure out what happened, how did it happen, what could prevent that in the future. And sometimes I say, stick a fork in me, I'm done. I'm glad it's over with. But I loved what I did, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, once a firefighter, you'll always be a firefighter.
Oh, I hear you on that, knowing so many people who have retired from the fire department and, as I said, have been in it. One thing I know about fire departments is the sense of humor is crazy insane. When I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I was a television anchor, and, of course, I got to know a lot of the firemen. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Chipmunk. And every once in a while, I mean, and they meant it lovingly because they would gave me some good inside scoop. And it was just so funny. Like one time accidentally I was interviewing the chief and he was so comfortable with me. He said, "That's right, Chipmunk." And I cannot tell you the letters I got at the station from people about that nickname wanting to know what do they mean by that? So you talk about in your book, you talk about the fire department poop sheet. Tell us what a poop sheet is.
Oh, it's pretty much... Oh, God, you read that part, huh?
Uh-huh.
It was just a tool to lighten the load, so to speak. We called it agitation. And the poop sheet is pretty powerful. You know, words are very powerful. Once you put them out there, they're out there. And, of course, you know, there was numerous. I actually have files of poop sheets from over the years. And if it's not a poop sheet, it's a cartoon where, you know, they've put your face in there and you know, had something humorous to say. So, yeah, we had a lot of those, and I'm a writer, so, you know, I couldn't really fight a lot of the battles that were there, so I did it with my poop sheet, and I was pretty destructive with it at times. I mean, there was a few of them that got really quiet. And when they got really quiet, I knew it was time to kind of back off. But yeah. I made my point. I mean, I learned to play those games just as good as they did, and in some cases, a little bit better. I'm not really proud of all of it, but I learned a lot of lessons, and I grew from it. And the fire department seems to be a lot gentler today than it was, but there's always a little bit of cordial hypocrisy, so to speak, going on, you know, people gesturing and posturing to be bigger than the other or better than the other or whatever. I mean, there's just that John Wayne attitude.
Yeah, it's playing the dozens, and you just did it on a sheet, and it was, you know, sarcastic or ripping on somebody's the way they dressed or groomed themselves or whatever it is. As you say, it's a way to, in a weird way, to keep score or do the John Wayne kind of thing for sure. Do you think more women will become firefighters? Have we seen the advent of, hey, now if you can do it, then we want you? Has it gotten better?
Oh, I think it's gotten a lot better. There's nearly 100 in our department now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a betting woman, and I bet that the next chief will be a woman.
Really?
I would follow this one girl anywhere, but there's three or four of them that are absolutely qualified, have got the thing that's so unique about it is that, and it's how I stay connected to the department is through my friends, and they have the respect of the men. I mean, that's how good they are at this job, and so it's really exciting to see.
Well, that's cool, especially like you said, they're that good at the job. All right, Faith on Fire is the book. Sherry Wilson wrote the book. She's the author. And to get a copy of it, can we go to Amazon?
You can go to Amazon or you can go to faithonfire.com.
Awesome. Sherry Wilson, it's been a delight. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
By fire, by water. find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I know politicians better than anybody. They're liars, okay? They're a serious liar. More importantly, they'll never get you to the promised land, ever. They'll never get you to the promised land. They won't do it because they're controlled by the special interests. They're controlled by the people that put up all this money for them to run. They're controlled. You know how much money was spent in the last week on me?
Donald Trump, he rocks a couple of states, wins Michigan and Mississippi, takes a shot at politicians in general, and there you go. It was a big day, the 8th was, for several people, including Bernie Sanders, who had an upset win over Hillary in Michigan. Now, where does it all end up? It's about the results. Mississippi, Michigan, Idaho, Hawaii, and Hillary cleared the board with the rest of them, but Michigan was a very big state for her to lose. There's some weaknesses, to be certain, in her campaign, and it shows you how neck and neck they are, and I think that's surprising to her. In the Reuters rolling poll, Trump has 40.2%, Cruz 23.2%, Rubio 14.5%, Kasich 11.3%. Here's what Kasich had to say about the latest results.
I'm going to continue to run a positive campaign and not get down in the gutter and throw mud at anybody.
Yeah, so he said he was going to do that all the way through, and I admire that because he really hasn't. They've tried to bait the hook. They've done everything to pull him into it, and he's not involved. He's going to be involved in what happens with Ohio. Will he win Ohio or not? You don't win the home state, forget about it. If he had picked up a few others along the way, it's about numbers. Again, I keep saying the same thing. I don't know how else to dress it up. It's flat-out numbers. It's results. You got to get to the magic number, which is over 1,200, just over 1,200, to have the majority where nobody else could corner the market. And that looks like Trump, my friends. Not a shock, because now I think we're all used to the fact that Trump is probably going to be the guy, unless something different squeaks out at the end here that would send it in a more interesting direction as you get closer to the convention. But, wow, Bernie Sanders was really soaking in the moment. As I said, he won Michigan, and he looked to other parts of what's happening.
In the last week, we have won three caucuses, and two of them were record-breaking turnouts. And whether we win or lose tonight in Michigan, basically the delegates here are going to be split up because of proportional representation.
All right, so there you go. You know, it's about that. He's right. It's about how the delegates are split up. But I don't think the Sanders campaign, I think they thought they'd come close, but I don't think they thought they were going to win Michigan. And so how about that? They won it. A game changer, absolutely, for Bernie Sanders. So what are they saying in the papers? If you saw it in the front page above the fold, how did it play out? I went and looked at a couple of different good sources because, you know, we still do have newspapers, even if people can read them online. I think most editors, as papers are cratering the hard copy, they still have the digital editions. So the Washington Post, the headline says, Sanders upsets Clinton in Michigan. Senators win fueled by his opposition to disastrous trade deals, which makes sense. And then the rest of it says, I had a Rubio water break there. Hillary Clinton cruised to victory in Mississippi. The latest in a series of contests in the southern states. Then it also has above the fold Trump convincingly in Mississippi and Michigan Republican contests. And then they talk about the winners and the losers in the night and talk about the delegate counts. And you know, you look at Sanders and Clinton in Michigan, he got 49.9%. She got 48.2%. That's how squeaky it was. It doesn't matter, though. A win is a win. So it's a Sanders win. And that's it. And in the meantime, one of the big stories also in the Washington Post, right there in the front, is why Hillary Clinton is unlikely to be indicted on her private email server. And the story written by columnist Ruth Marcus says, for people who are salivating or even trembling at the thought of Hillary Clinton being clapped in handcuffs as she prepares to deliver her acceptance speech at the Democratic convention this summer, based on the available facts and relevant precedences, Clinton's mishandling of classified information or emails, it's extraordinarily unlikely that that will happen. The two main statutory hooks, Title 18, Section 1924, a misdemeanor, makes it a crime for a government employee to knowingly remove classified info without authority and without the intent to retain such documents or materials at an unauthorized location. So this has been used before. Remember, this was used against David Petraeus, who was sentenced to probation and fined $100,000. But there are some differences, and she points it out, between Clinton and Petraeus. He lied to FBI agents. That enrages prosecutors. And there is no clear evidence that Clinton knew, they're saying, or should have known, that the material in her emails was classified. So, second, it's debatable whether her use of private server constituted a removal or retention of material. So basically, it's what I said before. It's the interpretation of the law. And what the interpretation is, if the interpretation is, as this columnist says, absolutely no, then no email brings her down, and end of story, that's it, and then the whole thing gets just legged out. The USA Today is the pop culture paper, I call it, because it's like eye candy, different colors, still very popular at airports, people get bored, they walk around, they buy the USA Today, their circulation is still decent enough, not like it was in the heyday, but it's not as though they're going to be taking out the garbage tomorrow. By the way, delegate count-wise, Donald Trump, 446, Ted Cruz, 347. Hillary Clinton, 1221, Bernie Sanders, 571. So the USA Today, of course, has analysis. Trump rolls as Sanders surprises Clinton in Michigan. Then they have the top takeaways from Michigan, Mississippi, and Tuesday's other contests. And then they have the fifth Beatle, producer George Martin, dead at the age of 90. Wow, and that is a big story if you think about it. So then there is this juicy story right at the top that says the networks refuse to dump Trump for Hillary. So all the major networks and cable news outlets stayed glued to Donald Trump as he gave a rambling victory speech, which also featured pitches for Trump brand steaks and wine, even after Hillary Clinton took the stage to address her supporters in Cleveland. So it blew up in the 140-character world, lots of people tweeting all over the place, including, let's give you a good one. This one's from NPR. Clinton and Trump spoke at the same time tonight and referenced each other. Luke Russert and Hillary gets tape delayed are modern Trump error. Oh, how about this one? Abby Phillips says Hillary Clinton delivered her election night speech during Trump's remarks, all but ensuring that it wouldn't get covered on TV. Heidis Gold said Clinton wraps up. Not one network popped in for a moment. Ooh. Huffington Post threw in their 2 cents. Huffington Post said networks didn't cut from Donald Trump's speech once to air Hillary Clinton. Sign of the times. They wouldn't dump Trump. Hate and they dumped Hillary instead. Thank you all so much for listening. Hang loose, everybody.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.